Okay, we continue now with the Sipur Maisos Gimel, and we're just gonna fill in a little bit of the story. The Chiger, who can only stand but can't walk, he was getting all the parnasa from his family, from his other brothers, and he felt like a Nebuch, and he says, "That's it. Afal pichin that I can't walk. Afal pichin that I can't walk. I want to go out and I'm going to do masa matan. I'm going to figure out a way to make business." And his brothers were happy that. And he decided that he's going to get an agala. He's going to get an ozer. He's going to get a driver of the agala. And he's going to go to Lipshik, the big place with the fair. And that's where he's going to go to be mekabetz mos. And he went on his way to Lipshik. And he had his bala agala. He had his ne'eman. And they reached the yar. It was getting very late. They said, "Okay, let's go into this little pundak over here. Let's go into this little motel. You know, it's getting late." And he pushed it. It was mitakesh. He pushed it. He says, "No, we have to go into the yar." And they said, "The yar is very, very dark." Finally, they go into the yar, and in the yar, in the darkness of the yar, they were they're ambushed by gazlonim, and everything was taken. The bala gola left. And all of the people that were with him and the Ne'eman also left him. And there he was alone. The Gazlanim took everything that he had, except for some Lechem Yavesh. And he was there all alone in the forest, him with his Lechem Yavesh. He finished his Lechem Yavesh, and he had nothing left to do. So this is where we're going to pick up this story. And after, when the dry bread finished up and he didn't have any more food, these words are golden and they come up over and over. We talked about them in Sipur Maisios. Rabbi Nachman gives us a coding to certain words. So here's a code for this word. Yishev atzmo ma'al asot. He thought to himself, "What do I do?" Meaning that he was in such a helpless situation. Here it is, the guy is in the middle of the forest. He lost his bala gola. He lost his ne'eman. Everything was taken from him. He has no food. He can't even walk. But yet, Yishev Atzmo Malasot, he didn't give up at that point. He's Miyashev Atzmo. He let his das rise above all of the problems of the world and says, "I can figure out what to do." As there's a saying in Yiddish, a Yid darf gefunden an Eitzah. A Yid has to find an Eitzah. A Yid can find an Eitzah. Don't just give in. See, and Bischus is Yishev Atzmo, we're going to see where he reaches in his life. I mean, it's such a helpless situation, but Yishev Atzmo Ma'al Asot. V'shlich Atzmo Ma'agolo L'chalasim. So he decided to eat grass, and he threw himself from the Agola. V'ayola Nichidi B'sode V'nifchad V'nita M'meno HaKoach Ad Shelo Yachol Afilu La'amu. Now he can't even stand anymore. It used to be that he couldn't walk, but he could stand. Now he can't even stand anymore. See, he's all left alone. He has no more food. He's eating the grass. He can't stand anymore. Rak l'chosh, he can only l'schol, he can only rukenzich, he can only crawl. V'ya'ochel ha'esev ha'srivosav, v'chol zman she'yochel ha'oshev, v'lechol ya'ochel sham, v'achakach k'shekol ha'esev. And now all of the esev is gone. Not only his lechem, not only his balagol is gone, and his ne'eman, he was robbed. He can't even stand anymore. Forget about that, he can't walk. And now there's not even Esav for him to take. Shekola Esav Sivosav Ad Shelo Yayochol Lahoshit Hayamenatek Atzalalim Vachol Sham Vayay. And then he started ripping the grass from deeper under the ground, from the roots. Vayochol Esav Ezazman, and he would eat that from that Esav. Pamechad Bol Esav Acha Echad Shadayin Lo Ochol Esav Kazeh. He found a certain type of grass that he never ate before. Vuta Be'enavos Esav, and he really liked this grass. Here we have again. He says, "Let me take it shorish. If it's so good, then I want to take it shorish also. I want to get down to the root of this." Literally. And when he took this thing out of the ground, deep in the ground, there's a dumit, there's an Even Tova, there's a beautiful, beautiful pearl. V'adumit ayam aruba, a square. V'chol tzad ayalo skula acheret, every tzad of the dumit had a skula acheret. V'tzad echad ayakosuv, shemishi achoz osa tzad. If you hold this side, yisa osa lamakom sheyom v'layla niskabtsim yachad. You're going to hold this place that yom v'layla are going to meet together. The yom and layla shashemesh v'arech niskabtsim sham yachad. The shemesh v'arech, which is a two Ke'ilu, two opposing forces in the world, they come together, and night and day come together, and sun and moon come together. Sha'aka Esav Mashar Shi'adumid Nizdam and Sha'achas Boso Atzad V'Nasos, and it took him up, like, beam me up, Scotty. Went to that place. U'Balamakom Shi'om V'Layla Nisvaldim Yachad. And he went to the place that Yom V'Layla are Nisvoid Yachad. V'Staka V'Nei Usham V'Makom Sheshemesh V'Reach. And he looks and he sees, this is in the place that Shemesh V'Reach are coming together. Interesting that he keeps on saying this over again. I mean, the code words, Yom V'Layla, Shemesh V'Reach, Yom V'Layla. It says it a few times. So what's this Inyan? This Inyan is such a beautiful lesson in life. Rabbi Nachman came to the world, as we said a bunch of times. Rabbi Nachman came to the world, as Rav Gerzi says, to give us reshus, to go into the deepest, darkest places of our lives, to go into the most difficult areas of our lives, the place where everybody said, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's gonna get you messed up. Don't go there. Don't ask those questions. Don't be found there. It's there. Don't go to that painful place of your life. It's there. Rabbi Nachman says, if you're not gonna face that painful place, you're not gonna reach to where you have to get, because the place where you have to get to, the place that you have to, where you're gonna accomplish, is not in the places that you're perfect and good and everything's fine. It's dafka in the place of bastor shebetoch astor, and in that place. In that place, like, look at Torah Nun Vav, where it talks about that the deepest parts of the Torah are found in the most hidden parts of the Torah. I mean, the Agadotas are so strange, and look at Sipur Maises. It's so strange, it's so weird, it's so esoteric. But that's where the deepest of the Torahs are found. And so too in our lives, the deepest places in the lives, the place that we have to engage life, is the places where we can't stand anymore, whether we lost our balagola, we lost our neman, we even lost the grass that we have, and we have to get down to the root of it all. And this is the place where he finds the dumit. This is the place where he finds the diamond. And it's dafka in this place where shemesh ve'areach, light and or, chushich v'or mix. Meaning it's this place where, although a person could be in a matzav shel astar, he could be a matzav of laila, shei az ein ner la'odem adas, where he has no das, and he's in choshech. And in that place, if he holds on to emunah, ve'emunos chabaleilus, and in that place, he could be meir la'odem das, he could be mayor that place with the shemesh, the same place that's so choshech, he could bring the shemesh, with the even tova. And he could know that it's in that place, in the lowest place, in the lowest situation that I am, in the darkest Laila, that's in the place of Astara. Sham nintza chesed Hashem. It's in that place I could find the chesed of Hashem. And our chiger finds that place. Finds that place. Bischus, as Rabbi Yitzchak Bender says, as bischus, that he could, vayishev atzmo. He's miyashev his atzmo. What can I do in this situation? What can I do? For example, the Sefer Eish Kodesh, it's a book of Yishuv Hadas. It's Torah from the ghetto, but he doesn't even mention, he doesn't talk about, how many times does he say the word Nazi in it? How many times does he get angry at this person, that part, or get into politics? Nothing! Because there's Miyashuv Hadas, there's nothing I can do about that. As a Miyashuv Hadas, what can I do? What's my avoda in this? In this darkness, because it's in this darkness that Hashem is calling me. It's not easy. It's not easy to face our dark places. We want to run away from them. We want to avoid them. We try so hard to avoid them. But if a person's a breast of a chassid, and a chassid of Rabbi Nachman's main teaching is that it's there in the darkest of places, in the weakest place of yourselves, in the biggest hester of the place, that's exactly where the dumit is. That exactly is where the diamond is. And you have to dig deep for it and go down to the shores. It's got to be a root canal. This can't just be like a little teeth cleaning. This has to be a root canal. Go deep, deep down. And we're going to find the dumit with a place where choshech and laila meet. Where the place may look so chashuch, but where choshech and yom meet. Where or v'choshech meet yom v'laila, shemesh v'yareach. Where it may look so dark, but in that place we could light. We could shine the light of das. In the world, we could be Meir Das in that world, and that's where, in that situation, our Chiger finds the Dumit.